We had discussed last week, we discussed the order of the Siddur from the beginning through Shachrit, and then we discussed that after Shachrit we have all those blessings, be it benching, Birkat HaMazon, Korei Nefashot, Sheva Brachos, the special blessings that one would make overseeing a rainbow, Tfilat HaDerech. All the unique blessings and prayers are usually printed between Shacharit and Mincha. And then we hit the Mincha prayer. Usually after that you have Mincha printed in the Siddur. And after Mincha you have Arvit. Some Siddurim print them together, Mincha and Arvit, because the Shmoneh Esrei is technically the same. What's worth noting, something that's going to be relevant this week on Shivas Al B'Tammuz, because actually we have a fast day coming up, Shivas Al B'Tammuz. So the halacha says that on a fast day, at the end of the fast, at mincha of the fast day, one should say a special prayer in Elokai Netzor Leshoni Meira, and you'll see it printed in your Sidurim. What we say is, God, you know that when the temple was built, if a person sinned, he'd bring a sacrifice, and all they'd bring before you were the fats and the blood, and you'd forgive him with your great mercy. And now that the temple is destroyed and we don't have a temple, we don't have a kohen, so may it be the will before you that the fats and blood that I lost today when I was fasting will be considered as though it was placed on the altar before you. And this is quoted in the Talmud, and this is quoted in Halacha, that people should ideally say this at the end of the fast. So I don't know why people don't know to say this, but the people should say this, so we should keep it in mind for Mincha and Shivas Al Tammuz, and also on Tisha B'Av. Yeah.
Is that the Tanit Zibur?
So in the Tanit Zibur, we also add the special prayer that everyone knows in Shomea Tefila, Aneinu Hashem Aneinu. That's that I assume everyone knows. I'm talking about the addition at the end of Shmoneh Esrei. Right, in Elokai Netzor. In the very end, you'll see a little paragraph that's added on fast days. Yes, sir. So let's wait. Okay? So this is Arvit. This is the evening prayer. We're talking about Mincha. Let's see. I don't see it here. Mincha prayer. So that Tfilat Kol Peh, other Sidurim printed it inside. Try to catch a Sidur that has it.
Is it one year?
No. It's not. I don't see it.
It's supposed to be there.
It's supposed to be there. It's not there. So.
You say this is at the end of the Mincha?
At the end of the Mincha prayer.
Will you say Oseh Shalom?
Just before the Oseh Shalom. At the end of the Mincha prayer.
Kabbalat Tanit.
No. Kabbalat Tanit is a different point. No, it's not that. Kabbalat Tanit is if a person wants to accept upon himself that he'll fast the next day, so then at Mincha of the previous day, he says at that point in Shmoneh Esrei, I accept upon myself, tomorrow will be a fast day. But that's on a personal Tanit. On the public Taniot, like Shivas Av Tammuz and Tisha B'Av, we don't have to say. Okay. After Arvit and after Mincha, we say Aleinu L'Shaveach. And then we have Sfiras Omer after Arvit for the weeks during which we count Sfirat Omer. And then many Siddurim print at this point Kriya Shema Alamita. So if you want to know where to find Kriya Shema to be said at night, very often it's printed here just after Arvit. That's the logical positioning of Kriya Shema Alamita. Yes, David? They always say? Right, that's a Sephardi custom.
Where are we now?
Now we finished the weekday, and after the weekday, so we come to Shabbat. Basically, after the Siddur finishes telling you about how to do the morning, and the blessings you might say after the morning, like Tfilat HaDerech, the blessing on fruits, V'chamein Shalosh, benching, then the Siddur tells us Mincha, Ma'ariv, and after Ma'ariv we come to Shabbat. So when you guys have to light your own candles, you have the blessing on lighting candles here. It's usually printed here. Before Kabbalat Shabbat, before we go to shul, so we light candles here in the Machon, they light on your behalf. So there's the blessing on lighting candles, and then you have Kabbalat Shabbat.
Wait, mine hasn't performed Minchah in the week in the Shabbos.
I don't know. And after Kabbalat Shabbat, we have the chapter of Amim Adikim that we say, and Arvit for the Shabbat. Yes, sir. We mentioned that the Kriyat Shema that one says in bed, that is printed over there after Arvit. Now, another thing you guys should know, if you want to find Zmiros, where are you going to find Zmiros? So the nighttime Zmiros are printed after the nighttime prayer. We have the nighttime prayer, as we just discussed, the nighttime prayer of Shabbat. And directly after that, you have the Shalom Aleichem, you have the Kiddush, you have the Ish Eschayil. All of that is printed after the prayer of Friday night, which is the logical sequence. It's we're going chronological order. The beginning of a weekday, afternoon, evening, night, what you say, Shema Amdet, the evening of Shabbat, when Shabbat enters, and then after the prayer of Shabbat, so you have the Kiddush. And this is one of the reasons we're doing this class, so that people know how to find Kiddush in the Sidu, Zmirot in the Sidu. So now you know where it's located. Yeah, Francois.
I have a question. I noticed that in my business where I go to the Yemen now, you see Shir Asherim, yet I don't see it.
Some Siddurim printed, most Siddurim printed.
And the whole one, the whole.
Shir Asherim, yeah, it's two or three pages. Usually Siddurim do print it. Some do, some don't.
Okay. And the idea of the sequence kind of took me back because, I mean, in my Ashkenazi Zoroastrian, right, it has the upon arising, the 60,000 Jews thing, then it has the morning blessings after that. So, like, using the restroom, things like that, that apparently are sometimes combined with chapters, and you're not supposed to, like, say them.
Good question. Thursday night, we'll go through it. Okay. Our class is to recognize the Seder, the Alachot, we'll do a different time. Okay, then we have Shabbos morning davening. Most Sidurim start from Nishmas. They assume, or from Baruch Shamar, that's where most Siddurim start from. So you have to say Birkot HaShachar from the beginning of the Siddur, and then after you've said Birkot HaShachar, once you hit Baruch Shamar or Hodu for Sfardim, then you go to the Shabbos prayer over here. And we have the Shabbos prayer. After Shachrit, we take out the Sefer Torah. So if you want to know the blessings on the Torah or the Mishaberach, it's printed after Shachrit. That's when we take out the Sefer Torah. That's where you'll also have all the Mishaberachs, if you ever got by. And the blessing on Naftara, in Yitzhak Hashem, when you guys are Chatanim, so they'll let you read Maftir. So you have to know where to find the blessing on Naftara. That's printed over here, between Shachrit and Musaf. Just, again, the same chronological order. And then you have the blessing on the new month, Birkat HaChodesh. And then you have Musaf, and after Musaf, you have the things that we say after Musaf. So that's an overview. We'll just conclude, after Shachrit and Musaf, very often you have Zmirot that are traditionally sung by day. And then you have the Mincha, Shabbat Mincha prayer. For Motzei Shabbat, some Siddurim have Arvit after the Mincha prayer, and some Siddurim incorporate the Motzei Shabbat Arvit with the regular Arvit. So that's brought us today. We went through the Shabbos part of the Siddur. The one thing we should mention is that after Mincha, that's where we print the Baruch Hinafshi and the Shir HaMalos, because during the winter months, it is customary to say Baruch Hinafshi after Mincha. And this is important to know, because on Rosh Chodesh, it's customary to say Baruch Hinafshi after the prayer. And where will you find that Baruch Hinafshi? So most Siddurim print it after Mincha and Shabbos. They don't print it twice. So you'll have to flip your Siddur to get the Mincha and Shabbos at the end of the Shachris prayer. After Musaf prayer for Ashkenazim, we say Baruch Hinafshi, and that's where it is found. Pirkei Avos is also found after Mincha and Shabbos, because during the summer months, that's when we say Pirkei Avot after Mincha. Okay.